Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we continue with Congressional Week. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, and today's guest is Congressman Mark Amadei of Northern Nevada. We're going to be talking about immigration and if Governor Sandoval will run against Harry Reid for the U.S. Senate in 2016.
For the whole program right here on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our Congressional Week here with Congressman Mark Amadei. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good to be here,
representing CD2. Wanted to start on a serious topic just right off the bat, which is the situation in Egypt. The counts are going up incredibly.
Yep.
At 6 o'clock this morning, the number was 200 killed. It's now over 500 killed. And yet, the reality is that the military is fighting the Muslim Brotherhood, and that is, one would presume, good news for both the United States and Israel. But a lot of people are having a hard time getting their hands around this thing, that why would this could be potentially a good thing for us?
Well, first of all, you have to sit there, Sam, and go back to the beginning, which is, and I think somebody said on one of the shows the other day, Mubarak was maybe not optimal, but Egypt is the anchor of the Middle East in terms of stability for purposes of our relationship with Israel and other folks, too. And so when you sat there and watched this thing saying, okay, this guy needs to go, and plugging in the guy from the Muslim Brotherhood, you're sitting there going, you know, there were a lot of questions. I don't think we got any answers. And you know what? I think we're getting some tough answers now, where it's like you've got this major upheaval in what has been one of the most, if not the most, stable state in the Middle East, which is a complicated region anyhow. And so you're sitting here going, once again, and not that perfection is the standard that you achieve, but it's like, listen, we got problems in the Middle East. I mean, you got Egypt as the anchor. Look at what's going on in Syria. You've always got to keep your eye on Iran. What's going on in Iraq? I mean, you just sit there and go, wow, stability is not in supply right now.
One of the things I've said in the past is that democracy is not always good for the United States and other parts of the world.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I don't know where that ends up, but right now, unfortunately, I think we're still in the things are going to get worse before they get better. Hopefully, before they get better.
All right. Turning to a local note, revolution right here in Washoe County, with 19 members of the Washoe County Republican Party exiting to the American Independent Party. Your thoughts on that? And it seems to be a similar thing going on in Southern Nevada.
Well, I've always said, you know, the Republicans of the world love intramurals. And I did, don't tell Greta Van Susteren this, but on the first 5 days of my vacations, we did three town halls. And there were Washoe people there. There's tremendous frustration with the federal government, with Republicans. Why haven't you done more from the House? And so it's like, if that's the outlet, that's fine. But at the end of the day, whether you call yourself a libertarian, an independent, a Democrat, a Republican, or whatever, it's like the proper policy for the country is still something you want to achieve. And right now, that's the source of a heck of a lot of controversy and elbowing.
Domestic issue.
Yes.
I want to ask you about. You told Gannett News Service's Aaron Kelly, it was published in today's Reno Gazette Journal, that you believe the House should pass an immigration reform bill that allows some undocumented immigrants to earn U.S. citizenship. Can you explain your position on that?
Sure. First of all, there's a couple of groups that have been working on earned status. And so, you know, my frustration with a lot of things at the national level is you get one blast, you get one sentence, and it's like, you know, what does that mean? It's misinterpreted. Paul Ryan's drafting a bill. Luis Gutierrez, Judge Carter from Texas have been working in the not-so-secret group. But here's the main or the center thread of it, Ray, which is if you are in the country illegally, or you have overstayed your visa, mm-hmm. because those are different categories.
Because that's out of status.
Those are different categories. And you want the opportunity to earn status, not citizenship, but status, then, you know, they're talking about a 10-year process, learn English, got to pass a background check. Now, we'll have to fight about what those are defined as. But you go through this process over the course of a decade. Even the Senate bill talks in those lengths. Then you can earn status. And it's like, listen, if you want to engage in that, like a deferred prosecution, a probationary period of a decade-ish or more, then I'm open-minded to looking at that. I think the distinction, though, is a lot of people, well, my God, that's amnesty. It's not citizenship. And by the way, if you get it at the end of that and you want to go apply for citizenship like everybody else after you've successfully completed it, then you know what? I'm very open-minded to that also. But the distinction is this. You are here illegally or you have overstayed your visa. You do not have a right. Now, we're talking about creating a process for you to earn the ability to stay or earn the, and after you do that, to if you want to go apply for citizenship, that's what we're talking about on the House side. And so it's like, listen, I'm open-minded to that. And matter of fact, based on how the bills come out, Ray, you might even see me co-sponsor some of them, depending on what they have in them.
Okay, but the thing about immigration, I'm citing the Pew Hispanic Center. They know that the bulk of migrating field workers from Mexico to the U.S. has come to a virtual standstill.
Yep.
So why put all this effort into immigration when all these migrant farm workers are not coming over here anymore?
Good question. But you're really talking about two issues. What do you do with the people that are here?
Oh.
And what do you do going forward in the future? And that's another distinction, because people tend to generalize, and it's like, listen, the last time we did this was 1986. I don't think those people were evil or anything else like that, but it didn't work. We've got somewhere, and the number's disputed, but we've got somewhere around 12 million people between dreamers, illegal entrants, and visa overstays. For the sake of discussion, somewhere around 12 million people. We have to deal with them. Okay? So your question is, well, how do we deal with them? Going forward is an entirely different thing. We've done a bill on ag workers. We've done a bill on, or Raul Labrador's doing one on low-skilled. We've taken a look at the whole visa system, working on that particular subject. And what you've hit on, which is a part that almost nobody is talking about, is as part of voting for these bills, one of the things that I'm looking for when you say your position on is I need to be able to come back to people in this district and say, here's what we've done to try to make sure that we don't end up in the same position 15 years from now that we're in now, and that's the going forward stuff.
Well, and the reality is that to not be in this position 15 years from now, we need to set up a common sense system that allows people to adjust their status if they screw up in some way, but not in a criminal way,
yeah.
That they don't come over here and run drug gangs or whatever,
yep.
But through no fault of their own or stupidity or whatever it might be, that they think that they have a shot at being in the United States. We need to have a system that doesn't say, go back to your own country and, you know, live there for the next 20 years and have a job set up for you here that'll be open for 20 years so that you can go through this whole process, because people are never going to leave because of that.
Well, and the other thing is you guys have both hit on things that people aren't talking about. You talk about the migration inflow right now. In Mexico, there's an outfit that testified in front of one of our meetings, Migration Policy Institute. They're building a middle class in Mexico right now. Mexico is not going through what the United States has gone through in the last 5 years. They had the devaluation of their pay. I mean, you know, huge port facility, economic development in Mazatlan, huge cattle importation facility across the river from El Paso and Juarez, importing cattle into the United States from Mexico. They are building a middle class, which is one of those things. You say, why did this happen? People are coming for economic opportunity. It's like, guess what? There's economic opportunity going on in Mexico right now, which will impact that flow.
All right, let's take a break. More with Congressman Amadei when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
I am back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue a conversation with Congressman Mark Amadei. Just one more thing on this immigration deal, which is the AFL-CIO and lots of other groups are organizing to try and change Republican congressmen and senators' minds on these issues, but especially in the Congress. And they're having a big hullabaloo outside of Joe Heck's office. It seems to me, even though Dina Titus says that Joe Heck has wavered so much on this issue, but that Joe Heck is coming around on this, does it really benefit to have tons of people outside your office yelling and screaming?
You know what, I guess it's an individual thing. It's like, listen, if you want to lobby Joe Heck, find out what makes Joe Heck tick. I know there was a deal here where there was a meeting a while back where they put an empty chair at the function with my name on it. It's like, listen, you want to talk to me about the issue and tell me where I'm missing it, then that's fine. I'd love to hear that. I mean, we'll give that. But it's like, listen, if you think you're going to you're going to change people's votes by yelling at them or intimidating them or whatever. It's like, well, if you've done your homework and that works, more power to you. But I would suggest that, you know, what makes Joe Heck tick or what makes Mark Amadei tick or Dina Titus tick are all things that hopefully at the end of the day you can say, I supported this for these reasons, and I think that's in the best interest of the country, and there you go. But you know what, Sam, on immigration, it's one of those things where no matter what you do, and I've said this before, I says, the one thing I can't defend is nothing. I think we need to make some changes. But no matter what you do, there's going to be people upset. And I don't mean to dismiss that. I'm just saying I think the only refuge is you get as deep in the issue as you can. So when somebody says, how come you did this or that, you say, here's what I thought about, here's what I thought was important, and that's what I did. And if they say, you know what, we think that's awful and you ought to go, then I'll accept that.
You know, I wanted to change the subject to politics, and I was wondering, do you think it would be a sound political move for Governor Sandoval to take on Harry Reid in the 2016 U.S. Senate race?
Well, you know what? I'm going to meet with the governor, I think it's tomorrow. Anyhow, I mean, I'll tell you what I would say. And you said political. And I don't know, you know, Brian's kids are getting older, and I don't know how the First Lady feels about it. And no disrespect to anybody there, but since I hang out a few days a week there, I don't know why anybody would want to leave Nevada and go to Washington, D.C. First of all, second of all, the politics back there right now. Some of my most frustrating days are when politics subsumes everything, and you get no movement on the issue. You get this do nothing Congress, and I don't know where it'll be by 2016, but getting into that system after what it's gone through in the last decade is something that all I can say is you better have a pretty strong sense of duty, because it's not a great time to be in an organization who on a good week's approval ratings are in the high single digits.
But you know, when you have a campaign manager who already has one United States senator from Nevada and is looking to have potentially a second one, that's a pretty powerful place to be.
Well, and you know what, though, and you've hit on something, Sam, there, where is if your focus is public service, then good for you, and that's a good reason to do it. If it's about building political empires and stuff like that, I think we've had plenty of that lately, and I mean nationwide. And I think that's part of what we're dealing with now, and the negatives is the pursuit of political empire over the pursuit of public service.
Let's take a break. More with Congressman Amadei when we come back.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Think individual health insurance costs.
Dr. Andrews?
What if it costs less than you think?
Yes.
Okay. How much do you think the average doctor or ER visit costs? At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we offer a variety of coverage options at surprisingly affordable rates. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or simply can't get health insurance at work, find out about affordable choices from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans are designed to help fit your individual health care needs and budget.
Hi, Jack.
So whether you want basic coverage for yourself or more coverage for your family, call us at 1-800-818-0163. Or visit us online at buyanthemnow.com. Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Call Anthem today. 1-800-818-0163.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amadei of CD2.
You know, Congressman, we were talking about the possibility of Governor Sandoval running against Harry Reid. Would you, from your comments, would you kind of dissuade the governor from getting into that race?
You know, the governor's done pretty well without any political advice from me, and I assume he will continue to do so. The opportunity to serve at that level is obviously a great responsibility in that, but... I can tell you, Ray, I guess to try to put it on my level for a minute is, you know, people said this August recess and vacation. It's like, well it's not that it's vacation, but I'll tell you what, I cannot tell you how appreciative I was of the opportunity to come work in the district for a month and not be on Potomac. And I'm not trying to badmouth them. I'm just saying the cultures are so much different that it's, in my experience, it's a huge cultural change from living in Reno or Carson and going to the Capitol. And, you know, the governor can make things happen in fairly short order because he's the chief executive of that whole apparatus. That ain't the deal in the legislative branch of the U.S.
Okay, you're talking about politics in Washington sometimes becomes the be-all end-all. Well, in that, let's go back to the immigration debate. The Senate has an immigration bill that would double the number of Border Patrol agents in the southwest border, establish mandatory E-Verify system, and increase the number of employment-based visas. So why doesn't the House just pass the Senate version and get something on the books?
Come on, I know you got better than a C in civics at Minogue High. You know, there's two branches.
The two branches are always fighting.
Have you ever asked anybody in the Senate, why didn't you just pass the House bill? No.
They weren't sitting in front of me.
Well, ask them, because I'd love to hear the answer. People who elected me are just as entitled to have their voice heard in the context of CD2 in Nevada as the folks who elected the statewide Senate folks. That's why there's two different houses. Listen, they did a good job in some areas. Not that it was perfect. We've done, I think, a better job in E-Verify. We've took the ag worker piece and done that. And let me tell you about the border piece. I think it was John McCain 2 weeks ago said, we're never going to surge those guys. We did that. We're not going to spend $46 billion or whatever it was for the border, which, by the way, is longer than 2,000 miles, geography teachers of Nevada. We just did that to get some more votes. So I think it's a healthy process. And so your question is, why don't we just pass the Senate bills?
Amendments?
Because we're we're doing it. We're dealing with all the issues.
Right, but the way that Congress works is, with a major bill like this, or any bill for that matter, that conference committee.
That's the key, Sam. You got to get to conference. Now, I mean, you've even heard the speaker say, it's like, listen, we're going to do about 8 bills, which, by the way, here's an important one for transparency and open government. You know how many hearings were on that Senate bill, Ray? One. One public hearing, markup before it went to the floor. We've had over a dozen by taking it bite by bite, but that notwithstanding, you send that group of bills over to the Senate, you appoint conference committees, you produce a conference report, hopefully. Hope they have better luck than the super committee. And then both sides vote on that. But that's the process, and I think people are entitled to that so they can at least see the blow-by-blow and do that stuff as opposed to, well, just pass the Senate bill.
Yeah, but nothing ever gets done.
Well, but that's not true. I mean, this is how it passed in 1986, was it went finally to the conference committee, and everybody got what they needed to get, for the most part, out of that conference committee, and that was what ended up being the bill, and leadership came back and said, now is the time, let's get it done.
Your criticism of nothing getting done is absolutely appropriate, but I think until you keep insisting on that, so I mean, what am I going to come back and say, Ray? I voted for this. Something gets done.
Okay, something.
You're like, thank you for that analysis.
What about getting something done on the Yarrington land transfer?
Yeah,
it could spark the Lyon County has the worst economic situation in Nevada. I mean, it could 800. Good-paying jobs in that mine that go along with this bill, and that's been in Congress for what, 2 years now.
Well, and listen, you've got me, so I'll be the guy that takes the. First of all, we moved it out as a mining bill in 120 days from the U.S. House last year.
But it was bundled. It was bundled with a bunch of other stuff.
Well, it was bundled, but it's like you got nothing in the Senate. You got a bill introduced in December of 2012. With all due respect, as we come to the end of the year, now I'm not going to editorialize beyond that. Just to say, we did something, as opposed to whatever you want to describe happened in the Senate. Now we've got it with 50,000 acres of wilderness. I don't really, that's fine with me. But I'll be the first to tell you, it's like, listen, it's different moving that bill forward with 50,000 acres of wilderness than it was without it. Will we get it done? Yeah. I think we'll get it done this year. Am I frustrated with the amount of time? Yeah. But it's like, so we'll get it done.
We only got a minute left. And I wanted to ask you about your thoughts on the state of mining, both in Nevada and the country. I talked to a highly placed person in the mining business a couple of days ago, and they told me, don't be looking for money from mining because there are major cutbacks everywhere with the price of gold dropping, and then also the political situation in Nevada, the mine up near Winnemucca. They were going to build housing. They were going to do all kinds of things. That's all getting shut down.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing we forget about mining in Nevada, which is one of the, because the last legislature, it's like, what do you, and the one before that, what's mining going to do and all that other sort of stuff. And you sit there and you go, first and foremost, you're talking about an industry that produces a commodity. And the reason that's important is because they go up and go down. And if you don't believe it, look at the last 120 days where gold has lost a third of its value. Now, most other businesses I know of, if you say, hey, guess what, Ray, I'm cutting your salary by a third, you're saying, you know what, I'm going someplace else where I don't have to absorb a third cut in how I make my money. And so when you sit there and look at the industry, it's like, keep that in mind. That doesn't mean they get a freebie, but it's like, listen, fortunately, there's a lot of reserves in Nevada that are still viable at $1,200, $1,300 an ounce gold. But as you guys will remember, around the turn of the century, when it was down less than 300, we were worried about shuttering the whole corridor and the whole industry in Nevada. So keep your fingers crossed, because guess what? When you're in the commodity business, they go up and they go down, and right now we're doing down.
And that's where we got to leave it. Congressman, always a pleasure. Nevada Newsmakers is coming to Washington, D.C. We'll see you there.
Okay.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Not too long ago, this was considered state-of-the-art rug cleaning. Today, this is the state-of-the-art, and the only one to offer it in Northern Nevada is the Carpet Tender. Thanks to an incredibly powerful vacuum and dusting system, the amount of dirt removed by this system before actual washing begins is amazing. Nothing comes close to the Carpet Tender's rug washing plant. For unbeatable washing of all your area rugs, including Orientals, Navajos, and other heirloom rugs, call the Carpet Tender. Remember, it's the Carpet Tender, or something less.
Now that we're retired, nothing's going to slow us down.
Especially not a fall in the bathroom. That's why we called Bath Planet. They came to our home and showed us affordable options. We converted our old tub into a shower with grab bars, easy access, and built-in shelves. It even has a seat for when we do want to relax.
The installation was clean and easy, and Bath Planet has the good housekeeping seal.
We love it. You will too.
Call now for this special offer. Move on down to Boogie Nights at Blue, the ultimate 70s and 80s dance club. Enjoy Saturday night themed dance parties and get free admission with 70s or 80s attire.
Attention homeowners, if you can no longer afford your house, the best time to short sale is now. Call Annie Christian at 351-5117. We are here to help you short sell. Then after your short sale, the happy ending is when you can buy your next home at a lower price. Yes, you can buy again in 3 short years. Give Annie Christian a call today at 351-5117. The best time to short sale is now. Call 351-5117.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Em. On next week's shows, we'll have Jeff Fontaine with the Nevada Organization of Counties and Guy Rocha, Nevada's Archivist Emeritus.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.